That'll nicely do it at the end of day two, and you've got 159 knot out on the board. Start again tomorrow, but a fantastic knot by you.
Yeah, it was nice. Obviously, played well all the filming innings, and hopefully tomorrow we can get 450 and get 150 lead, which is starting to go a bit low out there and starting to spin, so don't be chasing too many on day four.
So your first last century for just over 2 years. Yeah. It must be the end of it. It's been a frustrating trot for you. It must be a really nice feeling tonight to get a century and get back into the groove.
Yeah, obviously I got close a few times in the past couple of seasons, but yeah, it's nice to go on today and get 150 plus and be not out at the end of the day, and hopefully press on tomorrow, and hopefully me and Max can get a big patch up tomorrow. Hopefully I can get on towards 200.
I spoke to Pato last night. He thought it was a decent batting track. He'd been toiling away all day on it as a bowler, but there seemed to be a few that were just popped up. It was not totally easy, was it?
No, it was very slow and slightly too paced, but it is a very good wicket to bat on. But the new ball there, a few started to go through the top, so hopefully tomorrow me and Mags, like I said, can get a big patch up tomorrow. We'll be in the driving seat.
We were saying in the press box we thought it was a very mature knot by you, because you played very sensibly. You didn't kind of get annoyed that you were getting bogged down at any time. You just played normal cricket and just carried on.
Yeah, I knew I had to get obviously a big score under my belt to keep myself in the team, and chances in innings as well, so hopefully I can push on tomorrow and get towards 200.
It's a big game, isn't it? Because obviously Leicestershire bottom, Yorkshire pushing for promotion, a lead of 16 going into the third day. You want to push on tomorrow, as you say, with Mags?
Yeah, obviously they're at the bottom, and we're trying to work our way up to the top of the table, and hopefully, like I said, if we get a big patch up tomorrow, we're in the driving seat, and then hopefully our spin options can do the business on tomorrow, and well, if me and Mags back well after lunch and after tea.
She had a big partnership 197 with Johnny Bairstow. He's had his trips to England, come back, and maybe not been in the best of form of late, but he played really well today, didn't he?
Yeah, he's obviously a class player, and he's had a little bit of, I suppose, a little bit of a blip in his career. First time it's ever happened to him, but today they batted absolutely fantastic, and me and Johnny put on a good partnership, and I'm sure there's many more runs for Johnny to come.
When you're playing with a player like Johnny, because he bats very fast, doesn't he? He scores boundaries. Does it take a little bit of pressure off you when you've got somebody scoring heavily at the other end?
Yeah, totally, yeah. It's very, I was in the 70s for probably 30, 40 balls, and the past couple of years I could have got bogged down and played a bad shot, but when Johnny's hitting, scoring at 3, 4, 5 and over himself, it takes the pressure right off.
Very well played today. Go and get some more tomorrow.
Thank you, I will do.